by Cy Conn, who's a fine songwriter from North Carolina. It's called Aragon Mill. At the east end of town, at the foot of the hill, there's a chimney so tall that says Aragon Mill. But there's no smoke at all coming out of the stack, for the mill has pulled out and it ain't coming back. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. There's no children at all in the narrow, empty streets. All the looms have shut down. It's so quiet I can't sleep. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows and spin, weave and spin. Now I'm too old to work, and I'm too young to die, and there's no place to go for my woman and I. For the mill has shut down, it's the only life I know. Tell me, where will I go? Tell me where.
Eight spuds there, Clay.
You've got them.
Thank you. Tune up, fiddle, give a sugar and a gourd. Sugar and a gourd, and can't get it out. Way to get sugar, rock and roll, gourd about. Sugar and a gourd, can't get it out. Sugar and a gourd, and you can't get it out. Sugar and a gourd, can't get it out. Way to get sugar, rock and roll, gourd about. Do many harm. Sugar in the gourd, you can't get it out. Sugar in the gourd, you can't get it out. Way to get sugar out, roll a gourd about.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song, a sigh. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no bright and gay. There are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song, a sigh of the door. Oh, hard times come again no more.
Well, here's some more Irish tunes. These are polkas this time. Two polkas known as the Bally Desmond polkas, or some Bally Desmond polkas, I guess. And another one known to us as the other polka, because we don't know what the name of it is. Clay and Jack learned this from the other polka, from Gray Larson, who is going to be here later this month with Malcolm Dalglish. They play really great music. You should come out and hear them.
From the very heart of Dixieland music, Baltimore. Can you tell what move we made? Think I see a steamer, dear, headed here to the pier. And we can take it, baby, never fear, cause it's the old Dominion line. Say, don't she look pretty as she hugs the shore, headed for Baltimore. Hear the paddles churning, Hear my heart a-yearning, she's the queen of the Chesapeake Bay. Come on, Nancy, put your best dress on. Come on, Nancy, for the steamer's gone. Everybody's headed for the Chesapeake Bay. All aboard for Baltimore. If you're late, we'll all be sore. Come on, Captain, let us catch that boat. Cause we can't swim, mister, we can't float. When the banjo's ringing a good old tune, up on deck there's a place to spoon. Settle down, folks, neath the silvery moon, sailing down the Chesapeake Bay. For the steamer's gone. Everybody's headed for the Chesapeake Bay. All aboard for Baltimore. If you're late, we'll all be sore. Come on, Captain, let us catch that boat. Cause we can't swim, mister, we can't float. And the banjo's ringing a good old tune. Up on deck, there's a place to spoon. Yeah, settle down, folks, neath the silvery moon. Sailing down the Chesapeake, all aboard for Chesapeake, sailing down the Chesapeake Bay.
Train on the line, said old Bill Jones. He's a good old hobo and he's trying to get home. Trying to get home. He's trying to get home. He's a good old hobo and he's trying to get home. Down in Georgia on a tramp, the roads are getting muddy and the leaves are getting damp. Gotta catch a freight train to leave this town, cause they're all out and the hobos are hanging around. Hanging around. Just hanging around. Cause they're all out and the hobos are hanging around. I left Atlanta one morning for a day and the brakeman said you'll have to pay. I want to go west, I got the Milwaukee Blues. Got the Milwaukee Blues.
Milwaukee Blues.
Got the Milwaukee
Blues. Milwaukee Blues.
Want to go west, I got the Milwaukee Blues.
One more number and take a little rest for about a week.
Yeah, see you. See you next Sunday.
We have a great lineup of bands coming on later on this evening. There's Hot Rise. That's a great lineup. Well, where do you see them? They got
Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers,
that's
too.
That's right. Spatial guests.
Spatial guests. They take up more space.
This is a song written by Tommy Thompson here on the old five string. And Mike Craver there at the 88s. It's the title song of one of our albums. And we've got several albums for sale here at your swell Town Crier Cafe record booth. Where is it?
The record booth.
It's over there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. It's over there next to the brownies.
Yeah.
Buy a brownie, eat a record. This is called The Merchant's Lunch.
I took a walk.
He was walking up and down Broadway.
I was looking.
Had an eye out for a swell cafe.
I was hungry.
He was sounding for a bite to munch.
I found a spot.
He took a table at the merchant's lunch.
Oh, the merchant's lunch. It was an ocean of gloom.
It looked like half
past midnight in the afternoon.
Down by the bar.
A rat-faced manager was pouring suds.
For the boys.
Railways, cowboys, and their goodwill duds.
And the girls.
Ride a pedal pushing pinball queens.
Chewing gum.
Sweating combat at the wizard machine.
With the queen of them all looking big as a forge.
Was
Broadway Brenda and her derelict court.
I ordered the blue plate special and peered out through the room to see what class of citizens inhabited this gloom. The hapless visages I saw were innocent of cheer. No mirthless laughter filled the air, inspired by wine and beer. From these helpless accidents of fortune's careless aim, Broadway Brenda rose upon her queen size 6 foot frame. I turned away to shun her eyes, but I knew it was too late when a hand fell on my shoulder as my gaze fell on my plate. I looked her up and over,
and she did the same to me.
Her teeth were green,
as green as garden peas.
She shaped her hair
with a dishpan fingertips.
An earthquake of excitement
shook her crackin' doors. Her hands went to her bosom, a hush fell on the crew.
An acre of Brenda lay exposed to view. These fevered words she whispered
as she gazed upon the scene.
It's a custom here at Merchant's Lunch
to entertain a queen.
I grabbed my hat,
and in an instant he was on his feet.
I was sober as a judge.
And at the county seat, he kept his diesel up to 80, way past Baton Rouge.
Made it back to Beaumont for the evening news. Thousands in tax.
He's gonna keep it in Texas.
I ain't leaving for snacks.
He's a driving fool.
The interstate belongs to me, but I'm never going back.
Into the state of Tennessee. Oh, the merchant's lunch. It was an ocean of gloom.
Like
half past midnight in the afternoon.
Thank you very much. Good night.
And good night.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot. We'll do an unaccompanied shape note gospel hymn here.
No hands.
Look out.
My Christian friends in bonds of love, whose hearts in sweetest union join. Your friendship's like a drawing band, yet we must take the parting hand. Your company's sweet, your union dear, your words delightful to my ear. Yet when I see that we must part, you draw like cords around my heart. How sweet the hours have passed away since we have met to sing and pray. How loath we are to leave the place where Jesus shows his smiling face. Oh, could I stay with friends so kind? How would it cheer my drooping mind? Yet duty makes me understand that we must take the parting hand. I hope you'll all remember me if you on earth no more I see. An interest in your prayers I crave that we might meet beyond the grave. Ye morning souls, lift up your eyes to glorious mansions in the skies. Oh, trust his grace in Canaan's land, we'll no more take the parting hand.